This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Today, we're going to help you take care of your kids. I don't mean babysitting. I mean being aware of what they are watching and listening to. But when it comes to the kids and their video games, there could be trouble. And we want you to be safe with that, especially with your kids' wish list this holiday season. Talking with Aubrey Quinn. She is an expert in this area. She's a senior VP at Entertainment Software Association. I'm going to let her answer some questions. So, Aubrey, thank you for your time. Why are you a part of this organization? What's your heart and passion for this?
The truth is it's my kids' passion. I'm a mom of three kids. My two oldest are in college, 20 and 18. And then my baby girl is 10. And they are all huge gamers. They love video games. And so when I had the opportunity to work with the Entertainment Software Association, which is the trade association that represents the U.S. video game industry, it made mom very cool.
I interact
with all the game companies. I know about the new games, and I'm really supportive of their hobby. And so my passion for my job really comes from the fact that I am a passionate mom first.
Okay, I got to ask you this, Aubrey, since you are a mom in this role, how scared have you been when you've noticed the decline in the content for kids and what their access is to some of these games that is really scary? It breaks my heart.
Do you know, let me mend your heart and tell you why I think working at ESA has made me less scared and actually more knowledgeable. Video games are one of the most popular forms of entertainment in the world today. We asked kids what they wanted for the holiday season. 76% of them say they want something video game related, right?
Yes.
So this is a very popular form of entertainment.
Yes.
But just like movies and TV show and some music, not everything is meant for everyone, not meant for every age. But the good news for parents is that the ESRB, the Entertainment Software Rating Board, has been rating video games for over 30 years.
Great.
And they give age ratings to games the same way that movies and TV shows are rated. So you can quickly decide if something is right for your family. Video game ratings start with E for everyone, E10 plus for everyone 10 and older, T for teen. And the great news for parents is the vast majority of games are rated, over 80% are rated E for everyone or T for teen.
And
so while it seems like there's a lot of mature content out there, the same way there are, you know, R-rated movies I don't let my 10-year-old daughter watch yet.
Of course.
There are some M-rated video games. They're not meant for kids. They're not created for kids.
Yes.
Those are adult entertainment experiences. So parents, if you are thinking about video games, the first thing I always say is search. Do an internet search on the ESRB age rating for the specific game they're asking for. And if it's E for everyone, T for teen, you can feel a lot more confident bringing that into your home.
I think that's beautiful. You just wrapped all that up with a bow. That was so good.
Well, it's helpful to know because I do hear a lot of people say, you know, video games are so violent. And the truth is they're not. The majority are playing sports games. We let our kids play baseball, play soccer, play football. And you can do that with games, too. You can race cars. So we can bring a lot of these hobbies and sport interests to life through video games.
Yes.
My daughter loves to create and build and design houses. And so she gets to do that through video games now. We actually aren't a big first-person shooter family. It just isn't something that we have been drawn to, but it doesn't mean it doesn't exist for the adults, the older players who are into it.
Right. Well, there's the thing. Parents have to check out the age rating and make sure it's appropriate for their kids. So parents got a little job to do there and make sure that they are overseeing those. And Aubrey, thank you so much. The work you guys do at Entertainment Software Association, and we appreciate that so much. So I'd love to have you back sometime. Can we do that?
Anytime. I'd love to talk about video games.
Yay. Everything you need to know about what we just talked about and Entertainment Software Association, how you can get more details, more information. But again, you're checking it out as a parent and as a grandparent. That's going to save your kids a lot of heartache. Everything you need to know is at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.